I have a message that the Lord has been dealing with me about, and I want you to know I didn't get it wrong on the calendar that this thinking this is Father's Day, but I have a message that I believe the Lord would like for me to share with men. What is God's role for a man in this day and time that we're living in? We're living in a time different than ever before. It used to be that people knew what the roles were and knew what God's plan was for men, for women. But it seemed like it's getting all muddied up today. And I think it's real good to go back to the plan sometimes and just take a look. Because God made it to where there can be true success for people, for men. So what I want to share with you today is a recipe for men to have a successful life. You know, you can get some books out there that tell, here's how you have success. It's making money, it's doing all these things. But true success and true happiness is what I'm interested in for today. What I'm interested in for my life. And in the family unit, this recipe is not just for the man. It works best when each part is taking advantage of this piece in the recipe that I want to share with you today. And it's not just for a man to say, I'm going to practice this. Should I become a father? I think I'll start working on it then. But it's for us to practice throughout our life. I find it in men in the Bible that maybe never got married or were not married at that time. But here is the recipe. There's two words that go into this recipe, and I believe they're guaranteed for there to be success and happiness in my life as a man if I put them in there. It's two words: gave himself. You know, that's an easy little two words to say, but to have true happiness in my life, whether I'm a father or just as a man, to be willing to give of myself. You might remember in this our meeting, Brother Marty preached a message, and he said, it's not about me. You know, sometimes we can let our life be about me. The things that affect me in my life, to where I don't really look out to see what the needs of others are. There's a song that's been going over in my mind that puts this into practice. It says, let me be a little kinder. Let me be a little blinder to the faults of those about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be, when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. This is putting the ingredients into this recipe for true happiness. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with a brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. A recipe, not just for a father, but a recipe for a man. It's also a recipe for a woman. But I look at this, and true happiness comes from us putting this ingredient in and watching it work. I want to start with a verse over in Luke 13:20. Again, he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. This, as we start practicing it in our life, of giving of myself, self-sacrifice willingly, that I start seeing this like that leaven. It doesn't take a whole lot, but you put it in, you let it work, and it'll work throughout my life to where it causes me to be the kind of person that I'm willing to give of myself, and it's not all just centered around me. Thought about David. When he went, took the cheese and the bread to his brothers, he could have seen the problem there and said, I tell you what, I'm dropping this off and get out of here because this looks like disaster coming. But instead, you know what he was willing to do? He was willing to give of himself for the good of everybody else around him. And you remember what he was saying? Is there not a cause? There's a reason why this is valuable. Whether it's in our home or in our community, in the church, this has great value. It will bring great satisfaction to us. It's done. You know, a few weeks ago we had Mother's Day. A true mother gives of herself all the time. Father's Day comes along and we find out, you know what the recipe was for a father to be a man, not just on the day that my child is born, now I'm going to give of myself. But I've got to learn it all throughout life that it's not all about me and the things I want, the things I enjoy, but that I have to sometimes sacrifice. And I don't want it to be just, okay, I've got to sacrifice, but I don't enjoy it. There's a verse that I want us to look at. 2 Corinthians 9. Sometimes we can think of this as being about money. It says, this I say, 9 and 6. This I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. I want to think about that in giving of myself. Self-sacrifice for the good of others. Sowing sparingly, you know, if I spend all my time thinking about myself and what makes me happy, I don't have much to share with others. It's not going to be real successful in my life. But if I sow bountifully, I'll reap bountifully. And then look at this next verse. Every man, as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. And I'm not interested in what's in our billfold today. He loves a cheerful giver, giving of myself for others. You know, it may be nothing more than a smile with someone in a store, or just speaking a kind word to someone. It's pretty small things, really, that brings it about. But it's giving of myself. I have to sacrifice this me first mentality. You know, in the world around us today, it's let me take care of myself. If I've got anything left over after that, then I'm willing to give that, whether it's not about money. It's about time. It's about just the care of others and showing the care of others. You remember reading about the Jews when they went into captivity? It said some of them hung their harps on a willow tree. You know what that means? I don't have nothing to give. I have trouble in my life. I have nothing to give. I don't even have a song about me. See, this is why what I'm talking to you about today is not about money. It's about having something inside that I'm able to give to others when it looks like there's nothing to be able to give. Things aren't favorable for me right now. It said they hung their harps on a willow tree. The people around them were wanting them to sing a song. You know, God had the ability for them to have a song down in their heart, even when they were in captivity. That's really when the song would have been the most valuable to be able to share with others around them. But some of them, I believe, had the mentality that, get me out of this trouble and my song will come back. I think for us today, I'm thinking about for men, it's real valuable for me to be able to have a song when I have trouble all around me. When things are happening in my life that is not what I wanted, that I'm able to look out at the needs of others. A picture of that is with Joseph. We can read that story, and it's an interesting story. I liked it from the time I was a child hearing it. But you know, there's a lot of depth in that. Joseph gave himself. When he was taken as a captive and he's now in Potiphar's house, Joseph could have been at the place where I'm just surviving. I have nothing else to give. But you know what Joseph did? He went down into Potiphar's house and it's like, okay, yes, I do have these troubles. I wish I was back home again, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the best servant that I can be in this situation today. And you know what? He did that with Potiphar. In fact, to the point that Potiphar put him over everything about his house, the business part of his house. And what does that have to do with us today? You know, those that were in captivity, They had no song to sing. And yet I look at Daniel. He was right there. He was one of them. You know, he had a song in his heart to sing. He had something that he could give to others. You know, when they came to him with the dreams that they brought, he could have told them and said, I don't have anything to give. I'm down here in a strange land. I'm surviving myself. I have nothing else to give. But how many times he reached out and was able to be a help to others. He was able to give of himself. There's a verse over in John 12 and 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. Now in that, what was Jesus talking about when he said that? It wasn't just all of a sudden out of the blue. He said, you know what, if you take a kernel of corn and you put it in a bag in your cabinet, that's all it's going to be is one kernel. But you plant it, let it die, it'll bring forth much fruit. Well, what he was talking about, look at this in the 23rd verse. Jesus answered him, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. You know what he's letting them know? I'm about to give ultimate of myself for the good of others. You know, today I am so glad he did that for me. And there's another verse over in John 15 and 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You know, that it would not be just a duty and a responsibility, but it would be something that flows out of my life to those around me. And you know what it starts? Where it starts is for me to sacrifice in my own home, in my own little surrounding, the things that I would love to be able to do. Here's what I enjoy doing. But I've got something else, a task that needs to be done. And I willingly, what did it say? The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Someone that I could say today, okay, I've got to do this. I do it. But you know what? There's not much blessing in it when I do it in the wrong attitude. There is something called a sacrificial anode. If you have a travel trailer, a lot of travel trailers have them. They're mounted into the water heater. And maybe it's because the water heats and cools in a travel trailer and then it sets for a long time. But for some reason, water heaters in travel trailers especially, I don't see them so much in a home, but it would start eating the casing, the liner out, and soon the water heater would go bad. So they came up with what they called a sacrificial anode. It's a little piece you can buy. It's a little rod. It's made out of magnesium. And you screw it into your tank. And what happens is all the chemicals in your water attach itself to that sacrificial anode. And it will attack that magnesium instead of your tank. And you can, over a length of time, you can take that back out and you find there's almost nothing left on that. The rod is almost gone because it's eating it up. But it protected the tank. When I look at that, I think about our lives as men. Yes. You know, we live in a time where all around us, it can be a me first mentality. Yes, I've got a goal in my life to be happy. And happiness comes from me getting things that can make me happy. You know what true happiness can come from? Me giving of myself to others. Some of you may remember some years ago there was a million man march in Washington, D.C. 1 million people is what they expected to be able to have on the streets of Washington, around the Washington Monument. And the reason for putting that together was our country had degressed enough that people, whether you're a Christian or not, was realizing, you know what? We're in a desperate situation today. We need men that will step up to their responsibilities as men. We need men that will take a pledge and say, I'm going to be home for my family. You know, we had so many, whether you call it a father fatherless homes, that they said, we got to do something about this. So they did what they felt like they could do. Called together, and there were a lot of men responded. And I believe with a good desire. You know what? I'm going home from this million man march, and I'm going to do better. You know what we're going to have to do is we're going to need the Lord's help. Yes. To be able to fulfill the plan that he made for man. You know, it says God made man in his image. Yes. That was not shape of shoulders and all, but as he made us to be like him. And one of the attributes of God, how many times he has given of himself. When it says that he sends rain on the just and on the unjust, he's given of himself with no thought for return on it. When we wake up in the morning to see a sunrise come up, it's for everybody to be able to enjoy. He gives of himself the plan that God had for man. And I want to look at it and I want to say, Lord, help me in the day and time that we're living in. There's a song that says, I love to serve my Jesus. It's a privilege so sublime. My life afresh with beauty bright is sparkling all the time. I wonder, could I put another verse in that song? Could it possibly be that I could, down inside from the heart, my heart, I can say, I love to serve my family. To be willing to be like that sacrificial anode. What brings me true happiness is to see others around me happy. Yes. What makes them happy? You know, it's some pretty small things in life. A lot of times it does not take much money. It takes a little time. And I say, Lord, help me. Yes. Does it come natural? You know, were we all just born with it to where it just flows naturally? No, I think part of that Adam nature is this. Me looking out for myself first. And Jesus gave us some instruction over in Matthew 16 and 24. When he tells us that this thing is going to take us some denial. 16:24. Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, here's what it's going to take. Let him deny himself. And in another place it says, well, there. Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. There's another place that says, we're going to have to do it daily. It's not going to be just a one-time thing. I come to the Lord and I give it to him. But you know, tomorrow I've got choices again that come into my life. You know, maybe this message was not even for you. Maybe it was for me. Because now I'm at home with a lot more time to be a sacrificial anode, to give of myself when I might have some other things that would be enjoyable. So if you need to sometime, remind me of this message to go back and listen to it again. But I think about what is just human nature is I'm reaching out, I'm looking out for myself first. We saw it with over in Matthew 20. 20 and 20. Remember, this is where two of the disciples come. Their mother comes asking them, I've got a request from you, for you. I want you to let one of my sons be on your left and one of them on the right. Does that sound like a sacrificial anode? I'm looking out for myself. What happens to the others? Now, it would have been really good if on down there, if you'd have read a couple more verses, and you'd have found that the other 10 were saying, oh, please give it to them. I would like for you to give them those places. I believe that'd be a good thing for them. What does this say? The other 10 were filled with indignation because they hadn't thought about it first. You know, I had some plans myself. They had, as they were going along, how many times were they talking among themselves who would be the greatest? And Jesus would ask them, and they didn't want to talk about it. Well, he's letting them know something. In this is natural. This is the way it will be out in the world. But he comes on down in the 26th verse of the 20th chapter, 20 and 26. It shall not be so among you. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your minister. Whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. This 28th verse, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister. If ever there was a sacrificial anode, it was Jesus. Gave himself for everyone else down to my time to be able to have a benefit from it. And it goes on down. He didn't come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. I think that's something that's very valuable for us today as men. There's a verse of song that says, more like Christ, my heart is praying. More like Christ from day to day. And what will I find from Christ? He gave himself over and over. Sometimes the children have little Bible stories on to where we listen to the description of what Jesus went through before his death. And just kind of hearing it in my ears makes me realize how much Jesus gave of himself. It wasn't just hanging on the cross. It was him giving himself when they spit on him, when they said he was a Beelzebub, all those things, and he's trying to tell them, I'm the Son of God. And yet he was willing to give himself for them. All his graces rich displaying while I tread my pilgrim way. More like Christ every day, more like Christ my heart doth say. And so then it tells me how to be more like Christ. In Ephesians 5 and 25. Husbands, love your wives. Yes. How much? Even as Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. You know, we've had several songs this morning about the church. You know, the church only came about because he gave himself for it. I'm thankful for that. And then he comes on down to tell me, okay, Dan, you've got a responsibility now. You love your wife as Christ loved the church. To what level? He was willing to give himself for the betterment of it. What would cause it to be better? And you know what? We're looking, as men, we're looking for a successful, happy life. And you know what? God put something inside us that will never truly be able to realize that unless I'm willing to give of myself for the betterment of others. You know, sometimes when we read these verses in Ephesians 5, it's easy for a husband to look on the pieces where it says the wife should be in submission to the husband. But I tell you, when we start, he started it out by giving us a recipe. He gave himself. Now you give yourself. I say, Lord, help us. May I look at the pattern that he left for us as men. And I have another verse over in Philippians, the second chapter, and the fourth verse. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Yes. Is that verse saying, I tell you what, I quit looking at my old car. I'm looking at yours now. You got a nice one. That's what I would love to have. Don't be looking on your own things. You start looking out at others. No, that's not what he's talking about there. It's don't be focusing on my own world and the things that will make me happy. But help me to be able to have a vision that reaches on out to other people. And really, it starts out in my home. May I be able to have it there. And here's what Jesus left us an example. Fifth verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Says he made himself, seventh verse, of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the death, even the death of the cross. And I am very thankful that he did that for me. There is an example over in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, where Paul was talking about, you know, it says God loves a cheerful giver. Paul was commending the churches of Macedonia. It said they met up with a need, that there was a need there, and they gave to it. And it said they had a lot of trouble. You'll see it starting in the first verse down through the fifth. They had a lot of trouble in their own lives to where they could have said, you know, I'm sorry, I know there's a need out there, but right now I'm having to focus on my own problems. It talks about in the second verse how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, you know, you put those two together. Now, how do you have joy with deep poverty? It says that it abounded under the riches of their liberality. So with all the trouble they were in, they still saw this thing as being very important. But it goes on down and it says how that happened. Fifth verse, this they did, not as we had hoped. You know, what he had hoped was that they would just be willing to see the need of others and be able to give to that. But instead it says they did more than what he had hoped. It says the first thing they did, but first they gave their own selves to the Lord. You know, that's going to be the most important giving that I can do, is give myself to the Lord first before I try to go giving to my family, giving to any my co-workers, my people at store. You know, we're going to have opportunities where we have business dealings with others to where we need to be willing to give. You know, that's a time when the Lord can get the most maybe mileage out of a testimony of me being a Christian, is me being willing to give of myself. And I see this as a secret for me. The first thing they did was they gave themselves to the Lord. Yes. So in closing, I want to give you a song, and I'd like for us to sing it. It's the one that says, I'm going to live the way he wants me to live. It says, because you know some of these people that we read about, Joseph, when he had trouble in his life, and now he's in prison, he could have said to the two that came to him with a dream, said, don't tell me about dreams. I had one myself, and it's like a nightmare now to me. That wasn't the way he did it. He took, here's where I am today, and I'm going to give of myself today. You know, when he told what the dreams were, they were fulfilled. He had a request that he gave to the one man, the one servant that went back. Please, when you get back there, would you tell him about me so that I could be freed? I think it says it was 2 years before he thought of it again. I wonder if in those 2 years he just clammed up like a shell and said, I'm through. I'm not going to focus on anybody else. I believe he just kept on living every day. And I say for myself, no matter what's happening in my life, Lord, help me to be willing to look past what I think about it, what's happening in my life, and be able to give of myself. Jesus did. It said, there's been times when giving and loving brought pain, and I promised I would never let it happen again. But I found out that loving was well worth the risk, and that even in losing, you win. It says, he showed us that only through dying we live, and he gave when it seemed there was nothing to give. He loved when loving brought heartache and loss, and he forgave on an old rugged cross. So I can say that was a good story, but I don't think I can go there. It says this choice was, I'm going to live the way he wants me to live. I'm going to give of myself until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love till there's no more love. And at that, I could still never outlove the Lord. And we find that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave. I'm thankful for the example that was left. And I say, Lord, help me out in the future to give of myself. Because really, this is not just about for husbands. You know, we went through a time where there was the Million Man March. We also went through the Women's Lib movement to where you need to liberate yourself from this drudgery of washing dishes and doing diapers and all this menial home labor. And it was kind of put out like the Emancipation Proclamation. You don't need to be a slave in your home anymore. You know, I am thankful that there are women that said, a slave in my home? Oh, no. I find my greatest happiness at home when I'm taking care of my children, when I'm doing those things that the world says you're wasting your time. No, what you're doing is you've got a plant. You got a little plant that you're working on. You're fertilizing it. You're taking care of it. Because one day, that little plant is going to be out in society. And we're seeing the results of those that did not take value of what was at the home. So this is not just about men. This is about every one of us giving of ourselves. True happiness will come then. I desire your prayers.